Thank you for calling customer service. This is Haley. How may I help you?
Yes, Haley. Yes, this is Laykun Bazour calling.
I'm sorry, who?
Laykun Bazour calling.
Okay.
Yeah, I recently purchased the watch and the what do you call that?
The pod?
The pod, yes.
Okay. Yes, sir.
And there was an issue with the watch, you know, that I could not be able to set it. You know, it keeps circling instead of setting it up.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to, you know, download it and then try to get the app. And I tried to work it, you know, when, with the lady, we couldn't even do it. So she ordered me a new one.
Mm-hmm.
And now the pad, the what do you call that, the Bluetooth?
The pods? Bluetooth,
the pod, yeah, I know, and it's just so confusing. You keep telling me it's 10% battery left, 20%, and then it goes zero. And within like 1 or 2 minutes, it goes from 60% to 10%.
Okay.
And it just keep going red and blue, keep blinking. You know, I mean, I don't know, I'm charging it or I'm discharging it. It's just so complicated. So,
yes,
I need that to be replaced.
Okay. So what I can go ahead and do for you is I can get your zip code and see what's going on with your account.
Okay. 94610?
You said 94610?
That's correct.
Okay.
They was going to replace the watch. I don't know. It should be here by now. I think it was 2-3 days ago I called.
Okay, and can you provide me with your first and last name?
Laykun Bazour.
Your first and last name?
Laykun Bazour.
Okay, yes, sir. So I do see you here. Can you verify your shipping address for me?
354 Vernon Street, apartment 207. Oakland, California, 94610.
Okay. So I do see where you did call in the 17th and got a new watch shipped, and you're saying the pods are messed up, correct?
Now the pod is messing up, yeah.
Yeah.
When did you guys deliver it, on 17th?
No, so that's when we reshipped it out, so it should be... any day now, you should be receiving your watch.
Yeah, when did they originally ship it?
Do what?
When did the first one get shipped?
Hold on just 1 second, I can tell you. So the first watch got sent, hold on just 1 second. Okay, so it should be arriving today, your new watch, at 3:11 a.m. That's what it's saying on my side.
3:11 a.m. or p.m.?
A.m.
It should be arriving here at 3:11 a.m.?
Yeah. That's, I'm sorry.
It should be arriving at the post office or the UPS at 3:11 a.m., but it won't be here until maybe afternoon or so.
Yes, correct. But what I can do for you is, I can go ahead and, get you a new pod sent out, too.
Yeah, what is the problem with those things? I mean, why is not functioning right?
I'm not sure, sir. I do apologize for that.
Okay, and then another thing. So my bank texts me today,
mm-hmm.
saying that there was, I believe it's you saying that, just a second, please. So you are simple lifestyle solution, right?
Correct.
Yeah, they was trying to charge me $59.95 and the bank have to block it.
Okay, yes, sir. So let me go ahead and explain to you why we're trying to charge you that $59.95. So basically, on the 7th of this month, whenever you signed up for that, where you only have to pay shipping and handling, which was $5.95 for both the watch and the pods. If you don't call within the 14 days to cancel that watch or those pods, then you are billed the full price for those pods and watch.
I understand that, but you see, that's why I called the other day for her to give me, she gave me extension until April 7th.
Yes, sir. So I do see that. And I'm not sure why they charge you, but I will make a note and send it through email, and they should.
Please tell them to not try to charge me again, you know, because they have to block the card, and I can use the card some other place, you know. They're going to replace me with a new card because they thought it was suspicious activity.
Yes, sir, I do understand, and I do apologize. If you'll just give me one moment, okay?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure about this company. You know, this is it's too many errors, too many stuff is happening.
Yes, sir. I do apologize.
Is this
pods,
a legit company, by the way?
Do what?
Is this a legit company?
Yes, sir.
Solution?
Yes, sir. I am a third-party call center. I do just take calls for them, but they are a legit company, yes.
So what is their website? SimpleLifestyleSolution.com?
I can go ahead and get that for you.
Please. I want to check them out. It's just something seems to be very fishy, you know. It's not good to do business like that.
Yes, sir, I do understand. I do apologize. It is going to be, I'm just going to go ahead and spell it for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be for the pods. It's different websites for the watch and the pods. So for the pods, it's M-I-N-I P-O-D-S. So mini pods, and then for the watch, it's just going to be fitness watch.
How you spell it?
Yes, sir. F I T N E S S W A T C H.
I'm sorry. Say it again. F I T
N E S S W A T C H.
Oh, fitness watch.
Mm-hmm.
Mini pods.
And fitness watch, yes, sir.
So minipods.com?
Mm-hmm.
And fitnesswatch.com.
Correct.
What do they call themselves, lifestyle something solution?
I'm not sure, sir.
That is really strange. So you're going to send me, you know, as a matter of fact, I wanted to get extended because I'm not sure if I can be able to trust this thing. I want an extension until April the 31st, at the end of the month. Because I don't know if it's going to work good in the middle or, you know, in the 15 days. I don't know what's going to happen. So I want the whole month to get extended. Otherwise, I don't need this product.
I do understand, sir.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, let me ask my manager if I can do that and see what I can do for you, okay?
And I want for both the watch and the pod.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Just hold one moment for me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I did go ahead and extend you to April the 30th, and I am going to go ahead and send you some new pods, okay?
By the way, the $59.95 for both the watch and the pod, right?
Correct.
Okay, let me look to see if I can, if they're going to work right or properly this time or not. You know, I want some more time, you know, it's just...
Mm-hmm.
That 14 days is not going to do it, you know.
I do understand, sir.
I appreciate that.
If you'll just hold on one moment while I get all your information.
May 1st will be the deadline. Could you put that for the May 1st?
She did say that I could only extend it to April the 30th.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's one day different.
Mm-hmm. Just make sure you call in on the 29th to cancel or to tell us that either, which they should work because we are sending you brand new ones. I don't understand what happened with the other pods. And
how come they send me a new one in the first place? I mean, why they send me a crappy one and then they want to send me a new one now?
I don't know, sir. I do apologize. They shouldn't have sent you those, and I am gonna try to fix it for you. But just make sure you give us a call before the 30th to tell us either if you like the pods or if you don't. Okay?
I sure will. Yes. Thank you so much.
Mhm. So, thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Yeah, can I get your name just for my record that we discussed about this matter?
Haley, H-A-I-L-E-Y.
H-A-Y?
H-A-I-L-E-Y.
Okay, do you have employee ID number, ma'am?
Mm-hmm. 157-5675.
1576?
75. 75. Yes.
Thank you, Haley, so much. I appreciate this, man.
You're welcome.
And please try to put on and a note that, you know, please don't keep sending because they're going to block the decline the fee, and they're going to block my card. So, you know, that's going to be another lawsuit if they do that again, you know, because they're charging me extra for, you know, keep calling them to reactivate my card, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. I do understand.
So, yeah.
I do have it on here not to bill you till the 30th.
Thank you, Haley. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling customer service, and I hope you have a wonderful day, sir.
You too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.